I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. There are a couple of interesting ironies that come with the new film The Giver if you know enough about the work of its director, Philip Noyce. Noyce's career is wide and diverse. He's best known probably for such gritty espionage films as Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger, and The Quiet American. But within that resume are a couple of lesser-known and very excellent social dramas. Rabbit Proof Fence, a period piece set in 1931 Australia about three Aboriginal girls who escape from a training camp and try to find their way home, and Catch a Fire, a true story set in apartheid-era South Africa about a black man who becomes a terrorist after his mistreatment at the hands of the all-white police force. Both great films, both worth checking out. The smaller irony is that significant portions of The Giver were shot in South Africa, so clearly no hard feelings there. More interesting is that for a director who has frequently created compelling dramas about the struggle for racial equality, The Giver may be the whitest film of the year. I only came to this realization late in the film, but I am fairly certain that, save for a variety of quick-flash montage sequences that show an Earth before a non-specific apocalypse sets the stage for this particular story, there is not one non-Caucasian face in the entire film. At the very least, that's certainly true among the main cast. And the thing is, not only do I feel that this is not accidental, at least not in the customary, whoops, we just forgot that there are talented black actors out there way that still happens too frequently in the film and TV industry, it actually follows through on Noyce's history with racially aware drama. In The Giver's post-apocalyptic world, true equality has been attained essentially by tamping down all differences and anything that essentially defines the human condition. Emotions are chemically excised, lying is outlawed, and an antiseptic adherence to precision in thought, word, and deed is imposed. Thus, the numbing uniformity of skin color, drabness underlined by large portions of the film being presented in black and white, which, as it is slowly revealed, is less a stylistic touch on Noyce's part and actually supposed to be the way the characters perceive their world. But the main character of The Giver, a teenager named Jonas, played by Brenton Thwaites, whom we last saw in a small role in Maleficent, is about to find out that this is not the only way of seeing the world. He's been assigned by his community to become a receiver, a walking repository of human history before the world reached this dystopically paradisiacal turn. To do this, he's apprenticed to The Giver, played by Jeff Bridges, an aged recluse who lives outside the community and their restrictions in a book-lined redoubt, and who telepathically transfers the thoughts, feelings, triumphs, and atrocities of true humanity to his young charge. It's a dangerous process, not just because of the potential psychic damage that might be inflicted with the revelation of the true cost for complete equality, including some nasty little secrets about what happens to keep this community at its most efficient population, but also because The Giver may have plans for his apprentice that fall far outside his archival mandate. The Giver is based on a series of much-beloved YA books written by Lois Lowry. Their popularity is news to me. Sorry, I kind of stopped at A Wrinkle in Time. So even though I haven't read them, I am presuming that the wider canvas a novel-length tale can provide would help better set the conditions under which The Giver and Jonas could get away with the things they do within this tightly controlled society. And length may also explain the problems during the film's final act, during which Jonas undertakes a lone odyssey through a banned territory. In theory, this should be a point of self-discovery for the character, when all of the experiences he previously received telepathically are now made tangible. Noyce, who as noted before is no stranger to tales of people calling upon stores of untapped strength to fight soul-crushing societal injustices, applies his considerable talents to conveying this emotional journey, but it still feels somewhat curtailed, and the story feels a bit lopsided because of it. And despite those problems, this is still a beautifully told and emotionally rich parable of what it means to be human and what we lose when we fail to accept humanity in all its glories and flaws. It's a tall order to sum up such concepts in not quite 2 hours, and The Giver doesn't always stick the landing, but it hits often enough to make this a thrilling and, yeah, memorable experience. I'm Dan Persons. We are now archiving these reviews at mightymoviepodcast.com. And if you love science fiction, fantasy, and horror film, please be sure to check out Cinefantastique Online at cfqonline.com.